One of my favorite stories that I use during Lent is this Catholic priest is walking down the streets of New York City and he feels a gun in his back. And the robber says, "Give me your wallet." And so the priest very slowly turns around, hands the fellow the wallet. And the robber says, "Oh, I didn't know you were a priest. I'm not going to rob you." Well, the priest, his nerves were badly shaken, so he pulls out a pack of cigarettes and lights up a cigarette to calm his nerves. And he offers one to the robber. And the robber says, "No, Father, I gave up smoking for Lent." See, that's what the Lord is talking about here today. You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition. You see how sometimes people can, let's say, neglect the commandments, love of God, love of neighbor, the Ten Commandments, but they cling to, let's say, an earthly or human tradition. I remember meeting a waitress once, and it's always nice to talk to people you meet at restaurants, and she knew I was a priest, of course, and we were chatting, and it was during Lent, so she said that she gave up chocolate for Lent. I said, "Well, that's wonderful." I said, "Where do you go to church?" She said, "Well, I haven't been to church in about 3 years." So it's the same idea, right? Make sure you fulfill the commandments. Worship the Lord, go to Mass, etc., the Ten Commandments. Yes, these other traditions are good, but see, the scribes and Pharisees were upholding these human traditions and neglecting these commandments of God. So take a look for a moment at Mark chapter 7, the first 13 verses. It says that scribes and Pharisees came from Jerusalem to try to trap the Lord. See, now they were sending in the heavy hitters, the big guns. These were the ones that came from Jerusalem, the center of Judaism, to try to find fault with the Lord. Well, they couldn't see anything in this case about the Lord, so they began to look at the disciples and notice that the disciples were eating their meals without doing all of the purification rites, these hand washing ceremonies. You know, the Jews would oftentimes wash all the way up to the elbow, and it was not just for, you know, cleaning their hands, but it was a ritual of purification, prayers that would be said. Now, St. Mark, writing to the Romans, who are mostly Gentile converts, explains now in a paragraph why the Pharisees and, in fact, the Jews do this. It says, even when they go to the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves because they might have bumped into a Gentile. They may have touched something unclean. So they were so concerned about ritual purification, the ceremonies. The Pharisees had added 660 additional laws, all these dietary restrictions and washing cups and jugs and kettles a certain way, certain ways to wash their dishes for purification. It became a huge burden of the law. And these, again, were not of God. They were man-made traditions. So the Lord says, Isaiah talked about you guys, the scribes and the Pharisees. He prophesied well when he said, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." They were elevating human precepts to the same level as the Ten Commandments. Now, of course, you know, we should always try to apply this to our life as well. And it is possible we could fall into this trap, right? We could be maybe just giving God lip service and our heart could be far from God. We don't want that to happen. And it is possible when we say the rosary, maybe our mind and heart is somewhere else and we're just saying the words. So we have to always pray with the heart as well as pray with the lips. When we come to Mass, we just don't, you know, say the responses. We try to have meaning and pray from the heart. So it is possible for us as Catholics to fall into this trap since we have so many beautiful prayers, formal prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the prayers of the Mass, the rosary. So we have to always work extra hard not to fall into giving God lip service and have our heart be far from God. The saints have always reminded us that we have to pray with the heart. Even when we say vocal prayers, we still should be thinking about what we're saying and praying with the heart. So we have to make sure we're not doing what the Lord warns against, disregarding God's commandments, but clinging to human tradition. Now, the last point that the Lord makes here, he gives an example of something that the scribes and Pharisees were teaching people that was violating the law of God and upholding a human tradition. For For example, Jesus says, the Bible says, honor your father and mother. Okay, so we all have that responsibility to honor our parents. But Jesus says, you, the scribes and Pharisees, say, if you said to your parents, any support I might have given you is now korban, that is dedicated to God, then you don't have to help your parents in their need. And the Lord says, that's an example of disobeying God's commandment by upholding your human tradition. See, what somebody could do, and the scribes and Pharisees were sometimes recommending this, is that if somebody had, let's say, some money or some possessions, they could just sort of dedicate it as korban or sacred or holy, and it was an irrevocable decision. The scribes and Pharisees would not let them reverse that decision. So let's say you had elderly parents that were sick and suffering and you needed money to take care of them. You could get out of helping your parents by saying, oh, I already dedicated that money to the temple or to God, and then you could use it for whatever you wanted. See, this is what the Lord is showing, how hypocritical and Pharisaical that is. See, it's more important to take care of your parents than it would be to, let's say, dedicate that to, quote-unquote, the service of God when you really wanted to keep it for yourself. That's what the Lord is showing their hypocrisy. So again, from the Lord is giving us some good things to meditate upon today to make sure that we always follow the commandments. Yes, there are some good, human traditions, but again, make sure that we are following the Ten Commandments. When we pray, don't give God lip service. Make sure we're praying with the heart as well.